brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Bible studies getting shut down all over the country by Big Brother. Total violation of the First Amendment, freedom of assembly. We got Dow plunging 400 points. Global markets tumble 4%. Zolik over there at the World Bank, good little globalist, says the world is in danger zone. Soros, U.S. already in double dip. How about already in a depression? We never left the recession, and anybody who runs any type of business with employees knows that. So that's all coming up. I want to give out the toll-free number to join us on air. It's 800-259-9231. Notice our phones are loading up without me giving the number out. 800-259-9231. I've been talking about the fact that they're going to go to fully automated military that's robot. Air, land, and sea, so the globalists can just do whatever they want, pre-program their armies, then have some technicians that help when the robots can't fix the other robots. This is the pure evil of the New World Order. Can anybody in the military see where this is going? Anybody see this? I'd like to get your take on it. That and other issues we've raised here today. Let's talk to Brad in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm active duty military. I'm just traveling through Texas right now. Just wanted to talk to you. I recently left California at a base that we had protesters outside would constantly be protesting against drone warfare. And they really had a big push. They did not like them out there at all. They constantly sent out emails on a regular basis, trying to prepare people, tell them, do not talk, don't tell them anything, point them towards your public relations rep. And they would demonize them, calling them terrorists for staging outside the base, letting people know their opinions about, drone warfare, killing millions of Iraqis in Afghanistan, Iraq.
Well, sir, I've seen documents where patriots have been called terrorists or even protesting the Federal Reserve, but I would love to see those base emails. If you've got them in your inbox and can send them to us, that would be important news for folks to hear that protesters outside the base, they were actually calling them terrorists.
Well, they didn't say so in the email. Actually, I worked with the police there on base, and they would constantly have riot training. They would have big training groups where they would openly talk about them being terrorists. I didn't have actually any documents saying that they were on paper, but we would constantly get emails just preparing us for the confrontation with this group called Code Pink. And I think it's a fantastic thing that they were doing out there, trying to raise awareness of...
I don't agree with the Code Pink's attack on the Second Amendment and things, but they are brave. And drones are a war crime. When they use them in built-up areas, their favorite thing is a wedding or a family meeting, and they've said it's collateral damage. We'll kill 200 innocent people, including children, to, quote, kill one combatant because they're Al-Qaeda. And then meanwhile, they're in the news today. I read this headline earlier where they're saying they're secretly deploying, London Guardian, drones all over North Africa, and as we said they would, using Libya as a base for the drones, those big airports there, to fight Al-Qaeda when our own government just gave Libya to Al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think we are. Do you have any comments on that, sir? All right, we lost Brad. Thank you, Brad. Yeah, here's the Washington Post. U.S. assembling secret drone bases in Africa, Arabian Peninsula, officials say. Here's another one. U.S. drone bases in Africa to focus on Al-Qaeda targets in Somalia. Oh, that's so sick. Everything's Al-Qaeda, except Al-Qaeda. Our government isn't run by good people. It's run by outside ruthless banks who've got a whole secret technological system under their control, and they're getting rid of the last factors of human decision-making. I want to hear from more military people and others. Are you concerned about the globalists having their own drone robot army?
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All 50 states are in the process of passing or have already passed laws. And the feds have already opened the way up for that as well, to have Google cars driving people and products, 18-wheelers, buses, you name it. And in the MIT and Toyota analysis that I read a decade ago on air to you, and again the last few years, they said everyone in a car will be watched by the police department. You can pull this up even in CBS News. For safety, via the cell phone system that's now being put in most cars, even if you don't have OnStar, it's being built in as the new emergency system. And all that data is uploaded in real time to the feds, sent to the threat fusion centers. And everything is to be remote control. And it's already here. So prepare yourself for that. These cars are already on the road all over, having wrecks, crashing into people. Globalists don't care. They're going to run it until it does have a higher safety standard than human driving, and then they're going to get rid of human driving. And that's all been announced. That's all coming. And, of course, LaHood, the head of the Transportation Department, said, we are anti-car. We're going to try to shut down the use of cars unless they are robotic. And this is how it's going to be phased in, to where basically aircraft pilots will just be like a toilet attendant there in case there's a problem. Same thing with people driving buses and trains and cars. It will be entirely ceremonial. Some of the other news that we have here, U.S. lawmakers will see gruesome reality of China's one-child policy Cyber News Services reporting they're going to have congressional hearings about how they have forced abortions and kill babies that have already been born. But this is all hailed by the UN, Planned Parenthood, and others. And Obama has supported these policies. So has, of course, the vice president. And this has all been financed by the people that run our country in the deals that they signed back in the 1970s with the Chi-Coms. Continuing Fukushima fallout is in California rainwater. And that's ABC News finally reporting some reality. We're going to be going over some of that. Five killed in typhoon. Batters tsunami ravaged Japanese coast. Obviously, the stock markets are tumbling right now. Dow plunges 400 points. Global markets tumble 4%. Zolik, world in danger zone. The answer is set up the new bank of the world that's already been set up with SDRs, but publicly have Europe sign over dictatorial power to it. Our Congress, our super Congress, to sign dictatorial power over to it. And the very bankers that have maneuvered us to this point always say, give us more power, we'll fix it. And then things get worse. Give us more power, we'll fix it. And then things get worse. Give us more power, we'll fix it. Things get worse. Give us more power, we'll fix it. Give us more power, give us more power, give us more power. And even though you're awake to them, they're like, we know you're waking up. Do you notice the SWAT teams and the drones, the threat fusion centers, and that we're tracking people? Okay, yes, we're criminals. Sit down and take it. And so that's how this works. And most people just say, well, I'm going to go along to get along for my 20, 30 pieces of silver. Soros says U.S. already in double dip. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been in a depression for at least the last 3.5 years. Another headline, global meltdown, investors dumping everything. This is the big news of what's happening today. We've also got these articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also all up at DrudgeReport.com. Global meltdown. And I told you as soon as they got the next round of bailouts in Europe, this would begin. It was all planned. Investors are dumping nearly everything. With no solution in sight for Europe and new fears of global recession, investors dumped stocks and commodities and ran to the safety of U.S. treasuries, themselves being mainly bought by the private Federal Reserve, now propping up their investment. Treasury yields, as a result, slipped to historic lows with a 10-year yield at 1.75%, a 30-year at 2.68. And again, this is not the dollar rising. This is it being the last bastion. All the people are running what they see as the biggest piece of wreckage. This is the command destruction model. The dollar was also beneficiary of a massive fear trade. Is the U.S. stock sharply lower on the heels of steep sell-offs in equities markets around the globe. The worst-performing stock sectors mirrored the sell-off in global commodities markets with materials down 4.46. But this was a great boon in our economy. Obama had all the answers. They did have the answers. Destroy our economy by design. And energy stocks down to 4.1%. Copper hit by concerns of Chinese slowdown. See, they've got a global inflation happening, but they're depressing the real economy while inflating the currency, trying to balance the two in a double whammy against the general population, only to help the mega rich and the central banks. See, all policies are to consolidate power in them. Your money's inflated, but there's also a overall depression. And so that puts the damper on prices going up. That's why you're going to see gold, silver, copper all plunge. For now, they'll only rocket back up if you follow this economic witch's brew. Gold, usually a safety play, was sold into the maelstrom as investors raised cash. But see, what happens then in the next phase is, again, the dollar starts to devalue and retrogrades. And then the euro spikes. It's a seesaw designed by the insiders with insider manipulation to continue to shear us down to the bone. The euro also fell a recent bottom of its range and is trading in the 1.346 area, an 8-month low against the dollar. But if you watch the long-term trends, both are dropping. But then they spike each other up and down against each other to create the illusion of volatility, but it's short-term. People are finding it really isn't gold. It isn't precious metals. It's not currencies. U.S. treasuries are where people are flocking to at a time of extreme concern about risk. A because the United States has the globalists running it, the banksters running it, and has the tens of thousands of nuclear weapons, the drones, everything. And that's basically the whole hostage program. As we continue to see treasuries continue to get bid up, said Zane Brown, fixed income strategist at Lord Abbott. The selling in risk assets picked up momentum after the Fed's statement Wednesday, in which it characterized risk in the economy as significant and noted that strains in global financial markets on Europe could be the catalyst. The overnight preliminary China manufacturing data showed moderating growth, which again will start to drive down commodities because that's the big producer. All in a managed economy working with the Chinese. Now I want to go to your phone calls. I just want to remind people that right now they're telling Europe, you will give all of your power that's left. You've already given your sovereignty over to the euro. Now the euro is going to give it all to a new financial union. They call it the United States of Europe, but there's no republic, there's no voting, there's no freedom. It's a bureaucracy of bankers running everything, announcing increased taxes, cutting all the benefits, not to pay anything off, it's an impossible black hole, but to destroy the economies. And now they have to have the Federal Reserve and others come out and say, oh my gosh, it's a panic, to cause a panic, as we said they would do last week and a month before that and a month before that. We're now entering this zone, just like 2008. They said blood in the streets, martial law, total collapse if you don't give the bankers unlimited trillions. Same thing happened. Total collapse if you don't create a super Congress to decide monetary policy. No longer does that come out of the regular House and Senate. Now it's a super Congress, all getting us ready for the fall and winter implosion that we predicted 2 months ago with a super Congress. Everything is about a dictatorial system with all the talking heads telling us they're going to fix it. And then you give them the dictatorship and they'll stop fear-mongering. Stocks will go back up for a while. And then a year or two down the road, they'll start it again to get more power. But always sliding into a deeper depression. Every time they want more power, they plunge it even more. You give up your liberties, they let it go back up a tiny bit to a new low, then a new plateau, then they plunge it again, and that's the power cycle. It's very elementary. Let's go to another phone call here. Let's talk to Pastor in Ohio. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Hey, the reason I called, you know, the only time I call is if I have any information. And in
cover- yeah, you're one of the fellows that gave us the documents that FEMA was recruiting preachers secretly to spy on their flock and tell them to go to FEMA camps and turn their guns in. And a couple years after you gave us those documents, it became mainstream news. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, you was talking about the Bible studies. And the last time I was on here, I was telling you about, you know, the different things that's happening in churches. Churches, for the most part, are getting people in, but they're no more than coming in, and they're turning around and leaving when they find out they can't get a handout. So churches are actually losing people and losing money. They're doing everything they can to keep them in there, but people are finding out that they're being indoctrinated from the pulpit. And with shows like yours and you know, others like, you know, Steve Quayle and George Norrie, and they're listening to people. They're starting to listen. You would not believe the number of people that listen to you just in the area that I am in. And I find that out just through simple conversation, and the next thing you know, your name comes up. And if your name doesn't come up, well, then I'm always one of the first ones to make sure it does, because I'll mention it myself and tell
them.
Well,
I was in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I wasn't out in public a lot. I probably had about 20 people come up to me while I was there. And again, that's just an illustration of how many people are awake and listening to just this show. I mean, the fact is we reach a regular 3 million people a day or so. But overall, conservatively, we reach about 10 million new people a week. And that's our real mission. A lot of people just brush into us, you know, a few hundred times in a year or even a few times in a month. But it's irrevocable information they get, because then they never thought of it from that angle, and then it all makes sense. I can't tell you how many generals, how many colonels, how many ad executives, how many doctors say, nothing made sense till I heard your show. Well, of course it makes sense. I'm not smart. I read globalist white papers. Pastor, stay there. Have you finish up. Then we're going to go to Jason, Tim, David, Severin, and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back tonight, of course, 7 o'clock Central.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. This guy, why don't want me to this guy? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
People like Barack Obama, George Bush. The system wants you to focus on them so they can be politically destroyed and have the globalist agenda blamed on them. Well, I don't like captains of the New World Order, but I'd rather go after the generals, the field marshals, the dark lords, the owners of the corrupt system that think I'm their property. I'm not. And we have a right universal common law to resist this attack, but 90% of it is psychological. There is a war on for your mind. Break their conditioning. Become aware of the manipulation. Because from this tyranny, there is no coming back. If we allow these people to take over, they want to give us no quarter. They want full spectrum, total dominance. And that means extermination. If you don't know history, that is the norm. It's just been declassified. The U.S. government planned to nerve gas most of England, killing the population, and to nerve gas the islands and different continents that the British controlled to take over the British Empire. Instead, a deal was made to absorb the British Empire and to double-cross Hitler. The deal had been made to overthrow Roosevelt, link up with Hitler, and take out the British. There is an article out on this today out of the Daily Mail. And if I have time later, I want to get to that because it was here in my stack and now I can't find it. I'll find it in a moment. And it's kind of a whitewash, but it does admit it. So I think I'll go a bit more into that, or perhaps tonight I'll talk about it on the nightly news. Let's go ahead and go back to Pastor in Ohio. So, Pastor, what was the point you were going to make today?
Okay, the point I was going to make today, like I was telling you, people are leaving churches and they're forming their own Bible studies and they're learning more and more of the truth about the Bible, you know, this rapture theory and everything else. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is this, and I got not only do I have documentation that I got off of someone about this, but I also got this by word of mouth, face-to-face with an individual that is a part of this. There are groups, and I just wrote down what he said, there are groups in place that once an event happens, whether, you know, we get attacked again or whatever the case may be, they're already in place to keep the Constitution in place, but there are those who want to take it completely out and totally change it. Obama's behind all that, but it's not so
much
Obama.
Let me stop you. Look, it's the cover of Time Magazine, Newsweek in the last 6 months. Time to get rid of the Constitution. It's bad. It caused the problems. Get rid of all the freedoms. The bankers will give you money. You know, in Europe, get rid of all your sovereignty. We'll give you money. Again, they hold you hostage. It's why they've been trying to take over forever, and they're basically to that point. So, yes, I mean, we have a government and its whore media telling us to get rid of the Constitution. The founders explained that. That's treason.
And not only that, Alex, that you got, just for lack of a different way of announcing them, you have the white hats and you have the black hats. And the white hats are the one that are in the government and in different high places and other places that are military, that are making sure that if anything goes down, you know, they don't know, people don't know who other people are, but they are in place trying to do everything they can to keep things in place. But I will tell you this. They told me that over 80%+ of the U.S. troops have already stated or shown in one way or another, whether they've been on drills or whatever, that they will not fire on American citizens. And that has these black hats, so-called, very, very upset.
I know. Here's the problem, though. What they'll do is, and we've seen this for past actions in other countries, they'll commit massacres and then say that the Patriots did it. They'll string cops up, you name it, and then say that we did it. Well, just like they say Ron Paul's calling for violence and I'm calling for violence on MSNBC with that Rise of the New Right special they did. And the police and military have got to be smart when this goes down. And they've got to go investigate themselves and find out that it's going to be private mercenaries that are actually doing it. They're going to dress up foreign mercenaries and others like constitutionalists and commit all manner of atrocity. And that's just standard false flag deception. And so we've got to be aware of that, and people got to understand this. Anything else?
Yes, sir. They are going to convert the American people and then the other people throughout the rest of the world to their way of thinking by offering new technology. They're going
yes,
to that.
Yes, yes. So you're absolutely. Oh, is this what you were told by your source? I want to hear more about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
The globalists are following a blueprint. They're following a program of control. And everything Pastor's ever called in with is checked out to be accurate. He broke here on this network. Then other pastors came forward. He even got a FEMA Homeland Security visit. They figured out who'd sent me the documents. While the public was busy saying they were fake documents that had actual FEMA phone numbers, about teacher flocks to turn their guns in when told, to go to the FEMA center to take the shots, it's of the Lord. And a few years later, they had different newscasts around the country with preachers saying, it's of the Lord to go to the camp. Martial law is good. Let's do what the authorities say. We're the government's problem. The American people are bad. I mean, I've played that probably 50 times here on air. And they just say it with a straight face. The government's biggest problem is you. See, you're not the government now. You're the enemy. You're the slave. You're the terrorist. You're the bad one. What did the army person earlier calling in about people protesting outside their drone base in America? The police in there called them terrorists, the MPs. I've got FEMA on tape before 9/11, 2000, Kansas City. Firemen shot the video in there with firefighters, deputies, and police. And they were bad-mouthing George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, saying America's bad. And people see this footage and don't think it's real. The government is run by hardcore criminals, and they go in and teach the cops all this. And if the cops wake up, good, you just get kicked out of the force or relegated to supply or something. Yeah, sure, they've had all the different surveys of the troops, will you shoot at Americans? And on average, it's close to 80% usually that say no. Well, you just get shot up with all the deadly vaccines and shipped overseas for 6 years. But the guys that say they'll shoot at America's, they're like, all right, you're an officer. Boom. And by the way, when you're out here in 4 years, we've got a police department waiting for you. And a lot of these cops now, we showed you that internal memo from DPS. They said, we want military. We want military. That's who we're actually only going to hire. Total discrimination against the rest of the population. Specific military were sent by the Department of Defense. Department of Defense is like, here's somebody who'll do whatever they're told. They'll take every shot we give them. They'll confiscate every gun we tell them to take. They're like, all right, they're going in a DPS trooper uniform. They're fast-tracked. They're in. It's over. And they're just forging this army of miscreants against us who will do whatever they are told. The last number we got a few years ago was 100,000 preachers, and it grows exponentially. It doubles every year, and we got that 3 years ago, I guess, 2.5, 3 years ago. So it had started with 10,000, then 20,000, then 40,000, then 80,000. So it's more than 100,000 preachers in America. And then now you see the actual propaganda in the sermons and on TV. Romans 13, do what government says. Hard times are coming. This was all being done before the implosion of the economy, all premeditated. That is right out of the Soviet Union. The preachers trained and the manuals go to the camp. I mean, this is total evidence of the government getting ready during emergencies to have your pastor come in and say, just like in Red Dawn, you know, a fictitious example of the Soviets taking over part of the U.S. And who do they have? They have the preacher. They have the mayor. All, you know, cowards, the politicians there to keep the city in line. And they come to the mayor and they say, we want you to give us names of the families and kids. We're going to kill them. The mayor goes, isn't that a little harsh? And they said, listen, you're in the position you are because we want you there. Do you want to be arrested? And he's like, no, I'll report on all the children, too. Good. That's who they are. They love feds coming in. Now, you tell them to go to the camp when we say. They're like, yes, sir, I will. Instead of completely freaking out. It's secret police coming in. We want you to watch your flock and report on them. But it's all done in a friendly, for the security of America, we got hit by Al-Qaeda. That's always at first, and later it's like, it's these Ron Paul groups who want you to target them. When the time comes, you tell them it's of the Lord to take the shots. It's of the Lord to go to the camp. It's of the Lord to turn their guns in. And those preachers actually get off on it. They're like, yes. And their seminaries order them. All these big centralized World Council of Churches, Rockefeller system, they all tell them what to do. And if their preacher won't do it, I know a lot of preachers are forced into retirement, then they send in the next ones. They send them in. They send in these weird husband and wife teams and the rest of it, and they come in, and it's Bill and Melinda Gates is here. Take the shots. It's of the Lord. Ooh, it's so lordly. Right here in Austin. Government operatives coiled up like big, fat cobras. Just sitting up there at the front of the church. I mean, you talk about a wicked government. And, of course, this all went on under Bush, so folks are like, it's of the Lord, faith-based initiative. And as soon as the churches go along with the evil, they get the free trucks, they get the free TVs, they get the money. All right, now, I got to get to other news and your calls, but Pastor was bringing up some of these high-level folks he was talking to, and they were saying the way they're going to get the global government is through technology deals. Well, that's always public. See, a lot of these feds think they've got something that's secret. Just because the general public doesn't know how to tie their shoes and doesn't know which end is up doesn't mean all the stuff you think so secret isn't actually public in white papers. And in any organic intelligence operation, the movements and the systems of the globalists reveal what's happening beneath the surface as well. And because the globalists know we're so dumbed down, they operate in full view with just simple label changes on what they're doing. So their entire op is completely transparent and nightmarish. They don't even care I get on air and talk about uranium being added to the water supplies. Then they just come out and respond because local newscasters hear it. Notice this all broke in Texas because I was pointing out some cases in Texas. And then they go out and test the pipes and they're highly radioactive and the government comes in and says, it's in the aquifer. And the local news goes, all right, it's in the aquifer. Then we've got to say, no, test the aquifer water. It's not the aquifer. It's being added in the sodium fluoride. Now there's local newscasts going, the feds told us that it was in the aquifer, but it wasn't. We're trying to find out where it come from. Because their bosses at the news stations won't let them say it's the government. Oh, Mr. Jones or Mr. Johnson or Mr. Brown or Mrs. Brown, that's too inflammatory to say it's the sodium fluoride. Well, boss, I'm trying to get into the water treatment plant. I'm trying to get in right now, but they're not letting me get in. Reportedly, I can get samples from what they're adding. Reportedly, it's on the bag. We don't want to cause trouble with the city here now. Don't report that. We're going to keep feeding our kids uranium. We do what we told. The preacher said it's Romans 13. You hear what I'm talking about? You hear the incredible bombshell nature of it? Every morning I wake up like out of a dream. Oh, everything's all right. Oh, my gosh, it's all real. Every day it hits me just how hardcore it is, just how incredible it is, just how evil it is, how amazing it is. Up until 3 years ago, in every manual in every country, they said never give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It causes brain damage or miscarriage. Now they say in TV ads, vaccinate more when you're pregnant. And the women's babies die, and it's all a test to see if they can kill your baby and then handle it and how to finagle it through the news media, because they want to start killing more and more people now. And just get it kind of normal. Breast cancer. I actually looked up the numbers yesterday. Breast cancer has tripled since 1981. CDC's own numbers. I covered that last night on the news. Tripled. And they say it's set to triple again. And I know it feels too good to believe in the system, and it's too scary, so you're not going to believe me, new listeners. I understand. You're going to sit there and bury your daughter, bury your mother, bury your wife. Oh, isn't it fun to watch your wife getting chopped up and burned and watching their beautiful breasts get removed and all of this hell and then watching them shrivel up and sticking them in the ground? It's too much fun to buy into the evil. It's too much fun to love it. It's too much fun to get into it. It's just you love it. 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 And you will continue to love it. I'm talking to you out there who won't listen to me. I want it to stop now. Now! And the only way it's going to stop is waking up to the full horror of what we got going here. But we're not going to turn this around, ladies and gentlemen, until you grow up. I told you each time they have a bailout, it's going to get worse. I told you they'd announce a Bank of the World run by private banks. It's all been announced. They're announcing it as a political dictatorship run by banks in Europe. We're already under it with the Super Congress. And the sick thing is 99.999. Jaron, do the number out of 7 billion people. Divide 6,000 into 7 billion, please. The globalists say there's 6 billion superclass minions, less than 20 families. Rothkopf, best-selling Washington Post articles about it, everything. Superclass. We've had him on. Head of the Kissinger Group. He thought I was Alex S. Jones of the Shorenstein Center, who also does commentary on NPR. He figured out it was. That has been very useful. These guys, a lot of times that happens. They figure out it's not Alex S. Jones. We don't tell them I'm Alex S. Jones. But they just, Alex S. Jones is called. Certainly I'll. Because, see, normally nobody wants to interview CFR heads and, groups like that. No one's really calling them except for national news. That's not on the radar for talk radio, because Rush Limbaugh used to say it didn't exist. I heard him 20 years ago say the CFR didn't exist. Didn't exist. Didn't exist. And so you call these guys up and they automatically think, it's another one of them. Because nobody wants to interview them but their own people. How many times does 6,000 divide into 7 billion? Well, we'll get that going here. Let's go ahead and go back to Pastor in Ohio, and I got to get to the other callers because we got Peter Schiff coming up and Kurt Haskell. Heaven help us. Go ahead, Pastor. Finish your point.
Okay, you mentioned the cancer, how it's increasing. Like I said, they're going to offer what it said is they're going to offer new technology to prolong people's life.
Yeah, like they give you the bioweapon. They then give you the treatment, but it sterilizes you.
Right, but it still offers longer life. They've been playing with this all along, because with government assistance and everything else, just to see how people will follow. Now, here's the thing. Churches are actually pushing people away instead of helping them. They're pushing people away towards the government.
Yes.
Because they can't afford it. They need to spend their money on all this high technology and pastor salaries and all these other things and programs. Everybody's pushing programs, so they got to have the money to do that. And big monster churches and everything else.
Yeah, anything but the Bible.
Right. Now, that's one of the things they mentioned. But here's the thing. These people that are in these white hats that are in these places, they're all over the world. And, I mean, they've even mentioned, you know, certain things about the earthquake in Virginia and the one out in California weren't actually earthquakes. Or Colorado and Virginia. Those weren't actually earthquakes. But then that's something that needs to be checked out. Because of the way the seismographs.
No, I understand it. You just came up from nowhere with no buildup. I got to jump. I appreciate your call. It's always good to hear from you. Okay, so the globalists themselves say there's 6,000 operatives. Less than 20 is about 18 families total. And then there's only a few at the top of that. So we're talking about 6,000 people divided into 7 billion. And 6,000 divides into 7 billion. 1,166,666.67 times. That's weird. You get all those sixes there. But there you have it. So it divides in. So we outnumber them millions to one. But we've got to let them kill us because they're wearing fancy suits and talk to us like we're children with authority. This is the way it is. Get over there and do that. Do what I say. Take the shots. Eat the GMO. Just see them for who they are. Learn that they're murderers. Understand they're your mortal enemy. And then begin to wake people up to the enemy. And we will bring them down, period. All right, I'm going to go to all these other callers here. I've got all this other news I need to hit on the economy. We're watching that stock market 400 points down. And then again, they're saying banker dictatorship will fix everything. I also just want to add again, we are doing some power pack transmissions where I don't just rant and rave the whole time, but actually get into all the meat and potatoes. I'm very proud of the show we did last night. It's an hour long, getting into eugenics, their master plan, the vaccines, such an important one-hour transmission with Dr. Wakefield. And the expanded extra 10 minutes or so, or I guess 15-minute interview I did with them because we ran out of time and couldn't air it last night, that's going to be posted at prisonplanet.tv coming up in the next few hours. But also the entire last night's show and the stuff that hadn't been seen yet will be sent out to the InfoWars insiders. And all you do is go to InfoWars.com and sign up for the free email there at the top, and then we will send that out to you if you want to see it exclusively there. You don't have to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member from time to time. Well, every Wednesday we'll send out the Tuesday night show via email. But a lot of times these reports are so important, we'll send it out to everybody. And then I want you to forward the email to everyone you know. I also want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. I promote what I believe in. And everybody needs high-quality, storable foods. This is all grown right here in America except for the bananas. It's non-GMO, non-hybrid, super high-quality, storable food. Free shipping to anywhere in the United States on all their products for a limited time. They only do this about every 8-9 months they do this. So a little more than once a year. I guess about every, I don't know. The point is that it's a special. It's running for a limited time. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. There's a lot of storable foods companies out there, but this is one that has fresh, you know, recently produced food, not 10-year-old stuff. We're talking made every week. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. To find these specials, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Also, please don't let them murder your little ones with the radioactive isotopes and the sodium fluoride. Go to purewaterfreedom.com today. Or whole house, tabletops, reverse osmosis, bottle, handheld units, all at purewaterfreedom.com, 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 and they're made in America. You know, I really had an epiphany yesterday. The Soviets, Pol Pot, fascists, they always come into an area and kill all the intelligentsia. You can read, you can write, you're wearing glasses. They see you as wealthy, they kill you. And the U.S. government actually funded Pol Pot to do that. because the rural people were seen as okay, but some of the intelligentsia were communists, so they were all killed. It's all vice versa, whatever group the globalists want to kill at that time. Here, they just kill you with chemical weapons in the water. They kill your intellect. They just kind of turn you into an addled zombie that stumbles around. So I go to purewaterfreedom.com and, you know, at least try to mitigate how many chemical weapons they're hitting you with. We're going to go ahead and go to break. I want to tell you about Survival RX. Legislation like Codex Alimentarius threatens our ability to purchase vitamins and supplements in the future. Our new sponsor, Survival RX, is the world's first long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. They've been a long-term company, but now they're making this. They created a proprietary triple nitrogen flush manufacturing process that will allow you to store high-quality vitamins for decades. Survival RX has extended their free shipping special. So, folks, check them out today. Go to SurvivalRx.com today. That's SurvivalRx.com. Just survival, the word survival, with RX.com for long-term storable vitamins. Absolutely vital to have those. Great idea. I've ordered some myself. SurvivalRx.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
We got Kurt Haskell, survivor of the wicked underwear bomber on Christmas Day, coming up with some big developments. He's been at the pre-trial stuff. Some breaking news coming up. Continue with your calls. Peter Schiff popping in to look at the global meltdown in the economy that we're watching here. All according to plan. QE3, here it goes. Let's talk to David in Michigan. David, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Good day.
Welcome, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yes. Well, it's been a little while. I sort of started out knowing what I was going to talk to you about, but listening to all this stuff just kind of scrambled my brain. But I do have a few things. Pat on the back to you and your entire crew, and a hoorah for Ron Paul. And One thing, I would love to add on the 11th. I'm too so scrambled right now. I'm just going to put out a couple information things. I'd love to buy your T-shirt, but I want it to come as a combination with a flag. Think about that. If you want to see if listeners want to do it, put it out there, cool. But I would love to do that. I'd love to have the same flag flying next to my little yellow one. It's been flying since 1964.
What do you want, an InfoWars flag or a Liberty or Death flag?
Liberty or Death flag, just like the T-shirt, InfoWars, Prison Planet, Around the Border.
You know what? I've been wanting to do a flag for a while. You want it, you got it. We're not going to come out with one flag. We're going to come out with three flags. How's that sound?
Well, sounds great to me, buddy. But I'd love to fly it right next to my other one. It's been flying since my mother took on the city of Plymouth, Michigan here in 1964. It'd be great to have next to it, wouldn't it?
Good job. And that's a great way to advertise Liberty, too.
Absolutely, and it tells who you are without, you know, just throwing it in their face.
Now, let's go back to what you originally called. Just think back to the issue you wanted to call in about. What do you think of the drones? I was saying they now admit the drones are going to be robot-controlled, no human decision, pre-programmed, and that's where this is. They've always wanted to go with this, where the globalists have a robot army working for them.
Well, that whole it doesn't surprise me. We always kind of saw it if you were into sci-fi and had really thought about it, you would actually know that this is possible. And, well, I was in Fort Bliss, and I learned a lot of things. And one thing I did learn, one reason I was calling, is when it finally had come out that we're doing the weapons and the drugs and stuff through there, basically, I just kind of laughed, and people couldn't understand why. I says, people have known this forever, but you couldn't say it.
Well, that's right. I've had a lot of family who are Army officers, and it's just well known.
It was totally amazing. So, yes, the flag deal is very big for me. And one thing, radio stations, is there anywhere on Prison Planet or InfoWars that we can find all the stations? Detroit metro area? I haven't found one. Maybe it's just me.
No, we're not on in Detroit. There's a list at GCNLive.com, my friend. Great points. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jam in another call. I'm going to do that. You want it, you got it. Here come the flags. Let's go ahead and take another call here, and let's talk to Tim in Washington. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I was wondering if you know anything about Operation Mountain Guardian.
It rings a little bell. Tell me about Mountain Guardian.
It's a terrorist drill that's going on in Denver on tomorrow. Friday, September 23rd, and it's involving 81 different agencies. And it also coincides with Operation Cock Pistol, which is going on the 27th, which I guess is a DEFCON 1 terrorist drill with Obama at Denver. And it also coincides with a common alignment as well.
Yeah, here it is, a business journal, Operation Mountain Guardian, a terrorism-based full-scale emergency exercise, happens Friday at four primary locations, including Union Station. Wow, I ought to send reporters to that. I wish I'd have known about that. They're having these all the time, but if Obama's involved, that means it's a national-level exercise. They like to run them in Denver because that's where Northcom's really based, as you know. Anything else, sir?
Well, yeah, it's just that there's like six or seven different things going on in Denver all at the same time. Around the time that there's one.
We need listeners to shoot video of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.